seeking clarity on U.S. policy in Iraq and Syria. That was how we started this hour. There's another place in the world where figuring out the next step for Washington has been a challenge, Ukraine. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned today that Russia's latest incursions into eastern Ukraine are a significant escalation. In my earlier conversation with the State Department's Marie Harf, I tried to get clarity on the U.S. response in Ukraine. Why, for instance, does the U.S. seem ready to give military assistance to forces fighting ISIS in Syria, but we are stalling on military assistance to Ukraine, which is actually having success against its rebel insurgency?
They're wholly different situations. And when it comes to our support for the Ukrainian government, we've been very clear we will continue that support in a number of ways. We don't believe that there's a military solution here, but we have continued to support them, not with lethal assistance. And I think one story that hasn't been focused on as much lately is really the military success the Ukrainians are having against the Russian separatists. But what we want to see in eastern Ukraine is not more military action, not more arms, but really the opposite, really de-escalation.
It's Marie Harf from the State Department. On the line from Novosibirsk is Andrew Kramer, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. You're in Ukraine, Andrew, and are you seeing signs of Ukrainian success on the battlefield? And what does this escalation mean from where you can stand?
Well, John, thank you for having me on. There certainly have been signs of Ukrainian success over the past several weeks. Territory that had been under rebel control was taken back. But there is also a seesaw element to the fighting here. And the escalation that you talked about was evident in the city where I am now, Novoazovsk. What the Ukrainian soldiers I spoke with today said happened was tanks crossed over from the Russian border through a border post and attacked this town. They were flying the flags of the Donetsk People's Republic as they crossed over from Russia. So they didn't have Russian insignia on this armor. But nonetheless, there was agreement among the Ukrainians fighting here that those they were fighting were most certainly Russians.
Do the Russians have a statement on what's going on here?
Yes, they denied that that this happened.
And right. So would you describe this as a significant escalation, as Susan Rice has done?
I think so. This is opening a new front in the war here. I was standing in a sunflower field on the edge of the town, and there were artillery and tank shells coming into the Ukrainian position from the east, from the eastern side of the town, which is about 6 miles from the Russian border. So a large amount of equipment had appeared to the east of the town in this area previously controlled by Ukraine, with the only ready explanation being that it had crossed the border from Russia.
And I guess I'm wondering, are the Ukrainians trying to do containment here while the Russians seem to be fishing for a trigger?
Well, I think that both sides ultimately want a settlement. The question is where they what they could both agree upon. And Ukrainians are pressing ahead for a military advantage, at least ahead of the talks that took place today between Ukrainian President Poroshenko and Russian President Putin in Minsk. And I think the Ukrainians believe that they have a military victory at hand if there's not more aid coming across from Russia.
Speaking to us from Novoazovsk is Andrew Kramer, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, reporting on the escalation in Ukraine. Andrew, thanks so much.
Thank you.